This story is read by Captain Brian Baxter. Private Alexander McEwen, service number 40221 of the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch, the Royal Highland Regiment, previously of the Highland Cyclist Battalion. The Scone Roll of Honour records this gentleman as Alistair. However, all other research has shown his name to be Alexander. Alexander McEwen was born on the 9th of June, 1895, in Stormont Field, Scone, to Agnes Fenwick McEwen, who was a bleach field worker. In the 1901 census, when Alexander was 5 and attending Stormont Field School, he was living with his mother, his maternal grandparents, John and Jane McEwen, and his uncle and aunt, John and Christina. The family all worked in the textile industry. Alexander's grandfather died in 1906. The 1911 census shows that Alexander, now aged 15, was still living in Stormont Field with his mother and his grandmother. He was employed as a bleacher. However, he would eventually become a beetler. He would operate the beetle machine through which cotton and linen were passed and pounded to make them hard, flat, and less porous. In January 1915, Alexander enlisted into the Highland Cyclist Battalion, but in July 1916, he was transferred to the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch, the Royal Highland Regiment. At that time, the battalion was in France, in the area of Bezieu, Albert, and Besançon Wood, where they were in the front line and under constant shell fire. Periodically, they were relieved by the Camerons and Gloucesters. From the 1st to the 13th of August 1916, the battalion was training in Bezieu. In the war diary, the weather was described as hot and fine. On the 14th, they marched to bivouac near Bocot Wood, and on the 16th of August 1916, they were involved in an attack on the intermediate line. This failed, with casualties reported as 1 killed, 14 wounded, and 5 missing. Throughout August and September 1916, Alexander and his battalion were involved in various conflicts in the area. On the 17th of August, they took over the front line from the 1st Camerons and suffered many casualties as a result of the heavy enemy shelling. The next day, they were involved in an attack on the intermediate line, resulting in 12 other ranks killed, 75 wounded, and 40 missing. On the 27th of August, after a short spell in billets, they relieved the 2nd Welsh in the front line and were again subjected to heavy shelling. On the 18th of September 1916, Alexander marched with his battalion to Albert. The weather at that time was described as very wet. The 20th of September saw an attack on Drop Alley in conjunction with the New Zealanders. This was consolidated fairly quickly, although the casualties suffered were 7 other ranks killed, 38 wounded, and 13 missing. On the 23rd of September, 2 companies of the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch, the Royal Highland Regiment, went to Flair's Line, while 2 remained at Mamez Wood. At 6 a.m. on the 25th of September 1916, the enemy made a determined bombing attack on the Flair's Line, but they were driven back, leaving 7 of their dead in the trench. Enemy lines were counter-attacked and the objective was gained, with casualties of 35 other ranks killed, 74 wounded, and 7 missing. The records are unclear as to when Alexander was wounded, probably around the 25th or 26th of September 1916, during one of these assaults. It is likely he was taken to Field Hospital at Roon. During World War I, the camps and field hospitals were stationed on the outskirts of Roon with the base supply depots. Alexander McEwen died on the 29th of September 1916 as a result of his wounds. He is buried in Plot B, Row 19, Grave 55 of the St. Sever Cemetery, close to Roon. As requested by his mother, the inscription on his headstone reads, "He died that good may come, Yet, Lord, my heart is sore. Alexander was 21 years old. He was awarded the victory and the British War Medals, which were sent to his mother. We will remember them.